Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is indeed the broadcast for April the 30th in the year of our Lord, 2015. It's hour one of two, and our goal remains the same: to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founders. It's incredibly simple. We use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America as our guide. The checks and balances inspired by the Almighty, put in place by the founders, brilliant, and the solution. Ladies and gentlemen, nothing can beat a good, honest, moral population standing for what's right, defending their liberties jealously, using the checks and balances put in place by the founders to protect us from out-of-control belligerent government. And you know what? Those principles made America the greatest country on the face of the earth at one time, and we can and shall do it again. Revolution? Not. Restoration? Absolutely. Restoring the greatest country on the face of the earth? That's the goal for Liberty Roundtable Live. Here's how it is. It's very simple. If it's constitutional, we love it. If it's not, we hate it. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live. Sam and Kurt with news the networks refuse to use straight ahead on your radio. And we talked about the day before yesterday. We never got to this, but we talked about WorldNet Daily talks about these gender bender bathrooms. They're throwing the doors wide open for preschool kids. A policy would prevent parents from, quote, opting out. I'm telling you right now, you just got to opt your kid right on out of that government school, ladies and gentlemen. You got to do it yesterday, okay? They say it could cost you $12,000 a year for groceries. What was it like back in 1917? All right, check out the Tuesday's broadcast. It's available in the archive, libertyroundtable.com, or on your Roku player to learn more. We also talked about this whacked out doctor says vaccines are awesome. They result in a healthy immune system. I don't know what crack that guy's smoking, but nevertheless, that's what this physician says. The Clinton Foundation, believe it or not, distributed useless drugs to AIDS patients. Yeah. The pharmaceutical executive pointed out, it's just black people dying. You know, it's just blacks. What kind of racist thugs are these people? See, I defend all lives, including black lives. Black lives matter without a doubt. All lives matter. Life matters, ladies and gentlemen. All right, we also talked about this Deseret News article. Undecided tops Utah GOP poll. Then they basically put Rand Paul right at the bottom of the poll. Everybody's doing great but Rand. There you have it. Anyway, we talked about some of those stories the day before yesterday. We never got to it. It was so busy of a show yesterday, we never finished the recap of the broadcast. Now, yesterday's show, the recap starts now, brought to you in part by thepowermall.com. I'm telling you right now, buy products and services from the good guys. Tell Joyce Riley and crew Sam and Kurt sent you and thank them. I'm telling you, call them up and thank them for their support of Liberty Roundtable, Liberty News Radio. We're grateful for their partnership, their friendship. Do business with the good guys is the phrase Joyce uses, and we love it. We support her in that effort. ThePowerMall.com. Check it out. We'll give you specials as the broadcast unfolds. Weekly discount specials available. ThePowerMall.com. All right, we had our guest on, Mr. Richard Beck, CSPOA.org, first hour yesterday. He normally is on with us today, but he had some traveling obligations, so we had him on a daily. We talked about a variety of different things, but we talked about Elena Kagan, and what's that Ginsburg goof lady's name? Yeah, Ruth Bader Ginsburg. All right. Well, anyway, they've both been urged to stay out of the gay marriage debate, because their previous activism and their statements have flat out created a conflict of interest for those two justices. No one's really bringing that up as a serious point of contention, though, and they ought to. The idea that they're going to perform gay weddings, then they're going to go ahead and serve on the court to decide if gay weddings should be, what, legal, constitutional? You can't make immorality legal or constitutional, folks. You can pretend so by man, but you violate the laws of God when you do. Okay, the truth is reality. I'm sorry, the reality is truth as it really is, or things as they really are. Reality isn't what some bureaucrats on the high bench want to make it. Anyway, what a conflict of interest that's not even being brought up right now. They ought to recuse themselves or be forced out of the mix, but they won't. Oh, no. We talked about a couple. This is good news piece. A couple was married 74 years. They died hours apart in Salt Lake City. Thank heavens. I guess that when one died, they didn't have to wait for the other long. Hand in hand, they go meet their maker, huh? Wonderful news. Not that they passed away, but hey, it's nice to get old and then 74-year marriage. That's a legacy to behold. Good for them. Maybe we could have more of that in our society. Maybe we can run around and have copycats. We'll have to take a long time to find out if they're really copycats, but that's a, no doubt, in my opinion, a legendary legacy and an effort, something to emulate for sure. Pepsi drops aspartame from their variety of soft drinks, but they replace it with Splenda. You think that's a lot better? One man-made toxin for another? Everybody's going on a diet and getting fatter than all get out while they're doing it, aren't they? 12 unanswered questions about the Baltimore riots that may, well, they don't really want us to ask, says Michael Snyder. We asked some very hard-hitting questions, virtually proving this is an intentional setup. We'll get into that as the broadcast unfolds. We also talked about a Democratic leader that says solution in Baltimore is really what we need is more federal spending, says the Daily Caller. Wow, these people are off their rocker. More money in the hands of government. That ought to fix it. How much do you guys need, huh? Answer that for me, then we'll talk about it. How much do you need? Baltimore mayor, believe it or not, gave permission to riot, says the Daily Beast, and basically saying, hey, she said they gave them space to destroy. Isn't that permission to riot? She should be arrested for even the thought of it, ladies and gentlemen. The allowing or endorsing of the destruction of private property. What's the whole purpose of government then, folks? Wednesday's White Sox-Orioles game moved to the afternoon. I guess it'll be closed to the public. Wow, the Orioles playing with no fans. That ought to be an exciting game, don't you think? Clinton gets competition. Bernie Sanders to run for president in 2016. He announces today, ladies and gentlemen. He thinks he can beat Hillary. Wow. All right. Anyway, thousands of new learner emails found. You think that's going to create any accountability? I doubt it. Woman didn't know she was pregnant. She gives birth in Wendy's parking lot. And this is kind of the point that we're making is, man, you expect an informed electorate? I guess she was in daddy's car, and she gave birth right there in the parking lot. And she didn't even know she was pregnant. I guess Baldwin finally took it to the next level, blaming American veterans for the Baltimore riots. Just leave it to some actor, actress, goofball just running around spouting off in the mouth. That's not going to help anything. Blaming the veterans? Do you have proof they were even involved? I'd put the blame squarely on the Clinton or the Barack Hussein administration. Army tries to explain Operation Jade Helm 15 to Central Texas community, and they flat out say, no, we don't want that here. Good for them. I hope we can have more communities stand up and say that. DARPA announces successful live-fire test of what they call Exacto Smart Bullets. Exacto Smart Bullets. So let me get this right. We're not allowed to have armor-piercing bullets, but they can have what? Exacto Smart Bullets? Okay. California prepares for the big one. Yeah, scientists are saying the big quake is a lot more likely than previously thought. South Tennessee cities are now prohibited from keeping parks gun-free. If you have a sealed carry permit, you're allowed to carry. Good news. Signed by the governor. Getting closer every day to constitutional carry. That's what we'd like to see. Bush is definitely grumpily running away from calories, that is. They always talk about him running for president, but ladies and gentlemen, as far as I could tell, Scott Walker, Jeb Bush, some of these guys, they haven't even filed to run for president, so there's no telling if they'll really run or not. BYU and California, I guess, have a strong rugby rivalry, and BYU's rugby team is legendary. Sam has to eat crow because he didn't think they had a legitimate team. I thought it was just a club down there at BYU for rugby, but it turns out they do have a team, a very strong team, in fact. It's been around since 1965, so it's been around for a long time. All right, Dublin teacher who called Obama anti-Christian removed from class. You can't say Barack's anti-Christian, even if that's what you believe. Freedom of speech in America, gone. Just the facts, ladies and gentlemen. How many Christians don't even care about sin anymore? Huh? Do you care about sin? I certainly do. I care more, really, rather than saying I care about sin, I care about God's laws, and I care about doing my very best to be obedient to His commandments. Am I perfect at it? Far from. Do I think it's absolutely vital for the protection of liberty? Without a doubt. Quick pause, Sam and Kurt, Liberty Roundtable Live on your favorite talk station.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
This is Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and I want to introduce you to Numana Storable Foods. This is the first brand of storable foods that I am willing to put my name behind. It's food you can trust. No GMOs, no MSG, no chemical preservatives, and no fake meat. Plus, Numana doesn't just make that claim. They back it up with independent evaluation and testing. Another thing that Numana really does that excites me is the delicious vegetarian options. If your standards are as high as mine, I can confidently tell you that Numana Storable Foods are the quality choice that you've been waiting for. Numana won't just meet your expectations, they will exceed them. And that's why we're thrilled to have the good guys from Numana joining the Power Hour family. Go to powerprepper.com and learn about Numana Storable Foods. You can also call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Numana, the storable food you'll love to eat.
Are you looking to experience the great outdoors in comfort? Are you sick and tired of sleeping bags that are too small, cots that are too narrow, or backpacks that just don't stand up to the wear and tear? Look no further than Teton Sports, a leader in quality, comfortable camping gear. Try our Teton Sports Mammoth 0° sleeping bag. This comfortable family-sized sleeping bag can hold two adults and one child, or four young children. Its interior storage pocket holds wallets, keys, and other valuables. Or check out our Teton Sports Outfitter Extra Large Cot, a camping cot with a steel frame. It's more than 7 feet long and 3 feet wide and supports up to 600 pounds. Then it folds up to a manageable 3.5 feet by 1 foot. Or our Teton Sports Explorer 4000 internal frame backpack. Its dual aluminum stays adjust to the contour of your back and can hold up to 4,000 cubic inches. Padded shoulder straps, padded waist belts, and padded lumbar area for maximum comfort with airflow systems to reduce heat. It's time you start camping comfortably. Look for Teton Sports products online or at a store near you.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
Yes, it is, ladies and gentlemen. Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting News the Networks Refuse to Use continues. Last segment was a recap of yesterday's broadcast. News the Networks Refuse to Use today starts now. Kurt Crosby with me. Welcome to the broadcast, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
You're welcome, sir. Bernie Sanders announces his run for president for 2016. Kurt, they say he announced without the fanfare of many Republican rivals. He's going to take on Hillary. The other suggestion is Hillary gets competition. I don't think so at all. But nevertheless, Bernie Sanders used to be, quote, independent, decides to switch parties. I don't know, is the Independent Party a party? Anyway, switch to the Democratic Party. He's running for president on the Democratic ticket. He says he wants to work on climate change, Kurt. He wants to help the poor worker out. He wants to go ahead and just double down. He says Americans need to say enough is enough and elect Bernie. You in, Kurt? Is he wooed you?
I can't. I'm having a hard time controlling my excitement. On this, I just really don't know how to explain my feelings at this point.
I don't really know what Washington does sometimes, Kurt. They're so far out of touch from what we think, what we do, etc. I don't even know how to handle the discussion exactly. Because I got this headline, and I didn't even know they were really working on this. Did you know that there's a big push to end the death penalty across the United States, Kurt?
I have heard a little bit about it.
But, I mean, has it been really kind of on your radars, like a big thing and stuff?
Not really. I mean, I know the Supreme Court, Supremes are worrying about it with some certain drugs or something like that. I don't know what to do.
Yeah, anyway, they're backing off of the death penalty, Kurt. It was a big push. Now they're kind of backing off, just so you know. So we hear about it, besides a little inkling or two, when they decide to back away. We don't hear about it when it's happening, right? But we hear about it when it's like, oh, I guess it's not going to work out. We're not going to do that, right? I just find that weird. All right, Kurt, it's your last chance, my friend. You know it's your last chance today, don't you, Kurt?
Oh, that's right. I remember.
You better know what I'm talking about.
My last chance to contribute money or
no,
something.
No, well,
like that.
That's true every day.
Yeah. Okay.
The next thing that you got to know, today is the last chance for you to sign up for the Affordable Care Act. That's today, Kurt.
Wow. I'll bet everybody's out there just running for.
They are, Kurt. You don't understand this, buddy. They are signing up in droves. Thousands in the last few days have signed up, Kurt. And this is just another indictment that I have towards the Republicans. So while you guys babble about getting rid of government health care, while the 2 months leading up to after you were elected till you were sworn in, you did nothing. Now 100-plus days has already come and gone. You've done nothing. And now more and more people are signing up every day. You think they're going to get rid of health care, Kurt, when every day more people sign up? More people, quote, on the dole? So just so you know, the last chance to sign up for the Affordable Care Act is today, Thursday.
Well, it's the last chance until the next last chance.
Until the next chance, yeah.
Yeah.
It'll have a last chance, too, after the chance, Kurt. See, what they got is they got these windows in which you're allowed to sign up, Kurt. They're called open enrollment periods. You see what I'm talking about? And I just find that a sad tale to tell. And anyway. All right, well, empty streets, Kurt, are the new threat for Baltimore's businesses. So they put the curfew in place. They stop the destruction of your business from a, quote, physical point of view, like breaking windows and stealing products and a flat-out destruction. They did that with the National Guard. I don't know if that's a posse comitatus issue. It's kind of scary there. Nevertheless, it's very close to martial law. And the curfew in place. And now these businesses are saying, man, I appreciate that you're not going to destroy my business physically. But now that you've made it so I can't make any money, I'm going to actually have to fold the doors because I can't handle 7 days of no business, Kurt. That's what you call economic rebound, prosperity, right?
Well, yeah. The nice thing is federal and state governments, they've all got plans for you. They've got ways for you to sign up for handouts. You don't really need to run a business, Sam. I mean, the federal government, the state governments, the counties, they can all provide those things,
Yeah, so what do you think on it, Kurt? I mean, now they're just saying we cannot handle 7 days.
I think it's why, so many people leave the big cities. And
I don't blame them.
This is just another example.
Good point. Do you think these people ought to sue the government, Kurt?
Well, I doubt that they would ever win because the government's got what, unending money. They basically,
I know what you're saying, but you know, there'd probably be reparations if you're black, buddy. If you're a female, if you own a business like a strip club, or, and you want to sue your government, get kind of a piece of the pie, a handout to kind of take care of you and promote more immorality and stuff like that in the streets, they're likely to succeed, Kurt. Because the government really has a plan to help those people. Anyway, the headline, Empty Streets Poses New Threat to Baltimore Businesses. They threat flat-out closure. Protests now spread beyond Baltimore. Crowds clamor for justice in New York and across the nation, Kurt. What do you think of that?
Crowds clamor for what? What did you say?
Oh, Kurt.
Big time.
They clamor for justice, Kurt. Justice, don't you know? Mm-hmm. And now, remember we told you just a couple of days ago, we said, hey, this is a planned op. They're going to make this go viral. It's going to be in other cities. You watch, write it down. It's going to spread. We basically documented that people were bussed in and brought in intentionally from outside in Ferguson. Same thing is done in Baltimore. Now, we told you also that, hey, they've got people queued up to riot, to plunder, to create problems all over the country, and it's organized by communist agitators, by big money, and it started with the Occupy Now, or the 99%ers kind of thing. Back in the day, we told you that it was organized. We told you that each round would get bigger, and you're seeing it now, Kurt. Will this exact round be the one to go viral in all the nation's cities? I don't know. I don't think so. But every time the rounds of anger and frustration boil over, it gets bigger. It expands to more cities. Before, it was a tiny town called Ferguson. Now it's a bigger town called Baltimore. What's next? Where's it going to go? But I'm telling you, every time this gets wings, this gets legs, from Eric Holder to Barack Obama to the mayor on the ground, these people seem to be all involved, and every move they make just fans the flames. Every move they make heightens the likelihood that it will continue. A mayor saying, we're going to give you space to destroy, Kurt. That's what she said. We're going to give them space to destroy, which is why we say that she gave them permission to loot and riot and burn and pillage and plunder. Okay, this is, but when you get a nod like that, I mean, Eric Holder and Loretta Lynch and Barack Obama and some of these people, every one of them have basically really waited days to condemn the violence. You don't see Barack on the streets calling for calm. You see the mayor giving a nod and a wink. Hey, you know, don't do anything bad, but we're going to give you space to destroy. And you know, you find cars all over the streets getting burned. Cops are nowhere to be found. Destruction in the streets. People call the cops for help. Cops don't show up anywhere. Cops are told to stand down. Anyway, empty streets are new threats to Baltimore businesses. But protests are spreading beyond Baltimore. Crowds clamor for justice in New York and across the nation. It'll get worse. Will this round be the incendiary of all incendiaries to make it go nationwide? I don't know. I hope not. I don't think so. But every round gets worse. Do you think that could be by accident, Kurt? Or do you think that could be happening with the efforts to prevent that?
I'd say it's a plan. Nothing is, you know, I mean, in politics, is really just done on an accident, I don't think.
And amen to that. Is. And the next headline we'll talk about in seconds says, the economy stumbles. Liberty Roundtable Live.
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also, also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
The word vigor is defined in the dictionary as health and strength in body and mind. Do you have enough health and strength in body and mind? Would you like to pursue life with passion? Would you like to know where you stand when it comes to your vigor score? That's right. There's a free scientific test you could take now that'll help you find out what your vigor score is. Then you can do things to improve that score. Did you know that? It's absolutely free, F-R-E-E free. All you got to do is get a hold of Kurt Crosby. You can do so, C-U-R-T. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundTable.com. Or call Kurt at 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Would you like to learn about the scientifically proven vigor test? It's free. How would you like to improve your vigor score? Again, inexpensive solutions are available now. Call Kurt Crosby at 801-669-2211. Or Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundTable.com for your free vigor score test today.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, they've been telling you the recovery's been going on since like 2009, man. We had 2 years of an absolute greatest recession in the world's history, only eclipsed by the Great Depression, they claim. But it only lasted for a couple of years, Kurt. We've been on the rebound ever since, but it's been incredible, the rebound. However, now they simply write a headline, "The Economy Stumbles." And it kind of reminds me of like the bookends discussion, Kurt. And back in the day, George Bush said, "Hey, we have a rough patch. We got an economic rough patch we're going through." And now they say, "Kurt, I know we're on the rebound." I mean, it's just like, wow, the rebound's incredible. But the economy stumbles. And it's fascinating how they use these slogans, these words to minimize the reality. You know what? There has been a recovery for the rich. But the middle class has been slaughtered, sliced and diced, and simply gutted. And now their statement, Kurt, is the economy stumbles, buddy. Just so you know. Just thought that was fascinating. All right, a listener, TZ, emails in on our discussion about the gays and lesbians and stuff like that, Kurt. And listener TZ says, the civil rights movement said keep your eyes on the prize. That's a good phrase. Civil rights movement or not, right? Gay marriage is a problem, but it's a sideshow. It's a fraction of a percent in the real discussion, Kurt. What about divorce? God hates divorce. And he talks about in Malachi, Jesus condemns divorce in all four gospels and doesn't talk much about homosexuality. So why can't I get married with a contract with full faith and credit? You see, my wife can just get tired and destroy my family. Or the man can get tired and he can just leave his wife for whatever reason. 50 years ago, it was adultery, abandonment, or abuse, not just arguments or personal opinion viewpoints or simply desire to get out of the marriage. Back in the day, it was actual physical assault and battery. There was fault, if you will. Not a no-fault divorce, but it had fault, and that party at fault would lose. We need at least one state to pass that law. We need the federal government and the states to recognize marriage as permanent. Until death do we part, no family court changing or undermining that. Marriage should be harder to get out of than student loan. It can be made so, but why are we talking about nonsense about a handful of misguided people in the gay relationships, etc., when we should talk about these weightier matters? It's the globalists and the United Nations pushing these family courts, child support, get the father out. Anyway, wise points by TZ. And the only point that I want to disagree with TZ on is TZ says, why are we talking about this and ignoring the bigger issues? We're not ignoring them. We've had Sean Bergen on, who got fired from his job as a reporter in New York for saying that we need a father at home at the center of every home, leading his family. The problem with the black on black crime and a lot of the destruction and rioting in the streets is there's no dad around to discipline Johnny kind of thing. We've talked about that. We've had on that veteran reporter. We've talked about the family being the fundamental unit of society over and over. We've talked about the crown jewel of marriage. If government and Satan can attack and destroy that, they've destroyed the essence of society. We've talked about mothers and fathers. Right at the start of this very program, we talked about a married couple that was married for 74 years and died within hours of each other. And I said that example is worth emulation. It's a legacy to emulate. Okay, we talk about this on Liberty Roundtable more than any other show you could imagine. So anyway, I agree with TZ, though. Absolutely, he or she, absolutely on target. Kurt, in my opinion, absolutely on target when it comes to the problems and the solutions. The only reason the gay and lesbian issue is so hot of a topic to discuss is because it is at the highest court of the land today. So I don't debate that it's to some degree maybe a side argument. But every one of these issues are directly pointed at destroying the family. And so any issue that targets the destruction of the traditional or the family or marriage or one man, one woman marriages, in other words, God's plan for his children, to me is a serious threat. It's not a sideshow. It's a serious threat. So I understand the point and I agree with the point, but we can't overlook some of these issues. That's for sure. What do you think, Kurt? You want to add to this?
You know, it's nice TZ is involved, and, you know, he may have missed those programs or whatever. I don't know.
Not possible. We talk about it so much, it's not possible. But he's making the point that whether, you know, he may not even be saying that you're not talking about it, Sam. He may be just saying, you know, by and large, we don't talk about this. And he's right.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep.
What about divorce? Anyway, God hates divorce. Another great point, Kurt.
Mm-hmm. Yep, there's a, you know, as the one guy said, hey man, it's a target-rich environment, you know. There's certainly plenty to work on.
Now, the other interesting thing is marriage should be harder to get out of than student loan debt. It can be made so. See, that's right too, Kurt. You know, we got these drive-through divorces, these, quote, no-fault divorces. What's up with that stuff? I mean, so there's so much that I agree with what TZ is saying here, Kurt. So much. In fact, yes, I'm pasting several of those points. One-liners into the show notes. It's so good. I'm not doubting at all what they're saying. I'm just saying that we do focus on these things, and we do double down and talk about these very issues. And I appreciate listeners emailing in to make sure that we retain our focus, that we don't get off target, that we don't get bait and switched or manipulated into sideshows. I think it's a wise point. Although any attacks on the family are hardly sideshows. I think finding out that Lois Lerner has new emails, exposed on her, that they found more emails as a sideshow. Just because there's nothing that's going to happen. Nothing's going to happen about that, is there, Kurt? I mean, now that we know.
Well,
that
I would be very, let's just say, I would be very surprised. You know, it seems like Congress, they threaten all this stuff, but they just really don't do anything, at least to me. Every so often, you know, like some of the biggest, best news I ever heard was that they literally realized that, hey, that with the power of the purse, they could, you know, limit the amount of money that went to whatever might be kind of upsetting them. But, you know, it seems so little that they do compared to what they could do. But, you know, the question always comes down to, what's a Republican, who's what, and all this kind of stuff. It's just that we're overwhelmed with king men and not free men, it seems like, in the nation's capital.
All right. Kurt emails me this, and I don't even know if I'm allowed to say this on the radio, but hey, I've never been one to roll political, correct? Why should I start now? What do they say, Kurt, queerly beloved? Is that what it is, queerly beloved?
Yeah, it's a...
you're not allowed to say that, Kurt.
It's a World Daily piece, but the good news here is you have 850 rabbis that are lining up against this whole homosexual, you know, what they call homosexual marriage. I guess an attorney says this decision could be forever open to question. I just haven't seen.
In other words,
rabbis,
even if the Supremes decide on this thing, Kurt, they're saying that it may be forever debate. And I think there's truth to that point.
Yeah. I just typically don't see a lot of real religious leaders doing a bunch, and yet, you know, they say we got 850 rabbis that are saying, hey, nope. I simply say, hey, welcome. You know what I mean? Welcome to this whole deal. This group, they call them the...
I'm going to have to take out that clearly beloved part of the headline, Kurt. You know?
Well, that's World Net Daily's thing. Anyway, they say... the Rabbinical Alliance of America is this group, and it basically has represented these 850 members by their, and they said, hey, man, we call upon Chief Justice Roberts, President Obama, and the House and Senate Judiciary Committees to speak out and take the necessary steps to disqualify Kagan and Ginsburg from participating in these proceedings. Furthermore, we invite the leadership of all religious denominations, including but not limited to the National Conference of Catholic Bishops, the Southern Baptist Convention, as well as African American, Latino, and Muslim religious organizations, to join our demand that simple justice requires these two pro-same-gender marriage activist judges be disqualified.
Boy, do I agree with that.
Yeah, they're lining up.
What the heck's going on, man? The segments are going too fast. What's up with that? I don't know. Somebody turning up the clock? What's happening around here? We got a lot to talk about. You know, we always divide America into groups of people, right? We got two unique groups. When you blend them together, they're a very unique group to talk about. Are you naked? Let's start there. We'll talk about it. Liberty Roundtable Live. By the way, you shouldn't be.
Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character, where educating both hearts and minds brings about academic excellence. There is a school in American Fork where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. Based on LDS principles and a love of country, now in our 39th year, American Heritage School is accepting fall enrollment for kindergarten through high school. What would you do for your child? Give them an education that will prepare them for life. Located east of the Temple in American Fork, American Heritage School is a remarkable and affordable alternative. Visit us, find us online, or in the Yellow Pages. American Heritage School in American Fork.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
I mentioned we seem to divide Americans up into groups. You know, you're like the conservative, you're like the liberal, you're like the black, you're like the white, you're a Democrat, you're Republican, you're tall, you're short, you're fat, you're skinny, you're pretty, you're ugly, you're... Wow. Well, now there's... if you have these two... I don't know if you want to say qualities, but if you have these two circumstances, you're in a very unique group. First off, are you naked? The answer for me, no. Thank you. I was born that way. I've been putting on clothes ever since I've been able to and intend on remaining that way. Secondly, are you paranoid? Well, if they're really out to get me, am I paranoid, Kurt? Let's just ask that first. If they're really out to get me, am I paranoid? They're out to destroy my family, sir.
Great point. Kurt Anderson writes this piece for the MyWay.com boys. They got something, some new drug. They call it Flaca, which, in Spanish is, they even say it in the story, but it basically means a pretty woman that's thin. It's a crystal form, and they say it's often smoked using electronic cigarettes. It's popular with young people, and it gives off no odor. They say it can also be snorted, injected, or swallowed. One guy, Don Maines, he's a drug treatment counselor from the Broward Sheriff's Office in Fort Lauderdale. He says, I've had one addict describe it as $5 insanity. He said they still want to try it because it's so cheap. It gives them heightened awareness. They feel stronger and more sensitive to touch, but then the paranoia sets in. Now, they talk about some of the different instances. For example, they say a 50-year-old homeless man was caught on video, surveillance video, trying to kick in the heavy glass front door of the Fort Lauderdale Police Department.
Hey, Kurt,
I guess they say he, yeah.
How many of these people you think are at Ferguson and, Maryland? How many are there, you think?
Well, I mean, you toss a little flack into the mix and you're going to get some crazy stuff. Anyway, this guy finally cracked it open with large rocks. This is the police department's door. He was bleeding above one eye. He told the officers that he was desperate for help because he was being chased by 20 to 25 individuals and he didn't know why. He, by the way, later told him he had smoked some flacca. One guy was trying to get through the department's 10-foot-high security fence. He got kind of impaled through the buttocks,
ouch,
they say,
ooh,
while he was trying to climb over. And he was convinced that he was being pursued. He said he needed to go to jail or they would kill him. And he did say he had smoked flaca.
Can I just have one response?
Look out for that stuff. Yeah.
All right. That's all I'm saying. Flaca. Don't do it, ladies and gentlemen. I'm telling you right now, it's nuts on the brain. Crazy. Whack out. I want a new drug. One that won't make me sick. One that won't make me crash my car and make me feel free, free, free. I want a new drug. One that won't hurt my head. One that won't make my mouth too dry and make my eyes too red. One that won't make me go to the cops and beat on their door, get impaled by a fence, and tell them everybody's after me. When I'm alone with you. There you go, Kurt. What do you think, man? Isn't that the answer to this? A new drug, Kurt?
Yeah.
No.
I guess one Kurt, other guy,
you know
by
what?
The
we
way.
We don't need new drugs, my friend. You want to know what
point.
We need?
People just to get high on life and work hard on doing what's right.
Yeah. We need God. We need each other. We need stability and safety. We need to find peace, Kurt. You know, the problem with these people are is they're disgruntled with life. Either their finances are out of whack, their relationships are out of whack, they've got health problems, they're running from something, they're in pain, they're, you know, whatever the circumstance be, we're driving these people to the drug culture, whether it's prescription drugs, that's, of course, legal and appropriate, you know what I'm talking about, not, or the illegal drugs, but, you know, why would you smoke flaca, Kurt, when you can just go get some pot and hang out in Colorado, dude? You know, I don't really understand. All I'm telling you is we don't need drugs, though. What we need is people to have a place of belonging or a sense of belonging, Kurt. And people usually find that in families and in religious organizations and that kind of thing. You don't find it in drugs, Kurt. You know, flaca, smoke some stuff, get all paranoid, think about skinny women and get impaled in the derriere by a fence while the cops are going to – I mean, come on. Crazy stuff.
Yep.
But every day it's a greater segment of the population, Kurt. Every day it's greater.
Good point.
It's almost like it's just desired.
Yes. You could file this under the little section of...
Don't try this at home.
Don't... Yeah. You know, stay away from this kind of stuff. You know, but anyway.
Yeah. Man, I wonder what it would happen if we had cops on flaca, Kurt.
Ooh, ouch.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, faith under fire, sir.
Faith under fire. You know, Sam, it's interesting to see, apparently, what's it called? The GoFundMe guys are kind of in the news because what's going on is, in this case, there was this group of people that were kind of accused of, well, they didn't make a wedding cake for a couple, a lesbian couple, and this is in the Seattle area, as I understand it. And a judge said they're going to have to pay $135,000 because they didn't want to make a cake. And so somebody started a GoFundMe page for them. Within 7 hours, they had $80,000 on the GoFundMe page for them. Then,
refusing to bake a cake, I get that people want to support them, and I understand. However, it's interesting to me. I want to take back the media from the mainstream press thugs, and I want accountability in the media. I want the ability to tell a story from a who, what, when, where, why perspective. I want accountability. I want honor in telling the facts instead of manipulated stories, propaganda media, in other words. And I can't raise $5. Now, if I just would have been in the position to not bake a cake, then I would have got big money. And it's just fascinating to me how that works. Some campaigns roll viral big time and others don't, right?
Yep, it looks like it. Anyway, they say by 9:10 Pacific time, the fund had over $109,000. The account was closed. In a statement regarding this decision to close the account, GoFundMe wrote, "After careful review by our team, we have found the Support Sweet Cakes by Melissa campaign to be in violation of our terms and conditions. The money raised thus far will still be made available for withdrawal, while a different campaign was recently permitted for a pizzeria in you remember the one in Indiana. They say no laws were violated and the campaign remained live. However, the subjects of the Support Sweet Cakes by Melissa campaign have been formally charged by local authorities and found to be in violation of Oregon state law concerning discriminatory acts. Accordingly, the campaign has been disabled. However, the WorldNet Daily piece goes on to say a fast search through GoFundMe confirms the fundraising site has many requests for financial assistance from those facing legal actions, including criminal convictions. Something called The Stream reports a competitor of Sweet Cakes by Melissa contacted GoFundMe to alert the crowdfunding company that the clients had violated the terms of service. She complained this business has been found guilty of discrimination and is being allowed to fundraise to pay their penalty. The GoFundMe terms of service address hate speech, bigotry, criminal activity, and sexism, among other things in their campaign. The amount of money they have raised in a matter of a few hours by thousands of anonymous cowards is disgusting. So it was shortly after this request was received that GoFundMe shut down this Klein's fundraiser. The Klein's Facebook page wrote, the GoFundMe account that was set up to help our family was shut down by the administrators of GoFundMe because they claimed it was raising money for an illegal purpose. We have told GoFundMe that the money is simply going to be used to help our family. There's no legitimate breach of their terms and conditions. We're working to get the account reinstated. For all of you who gave to the GoFundMe account before it was shut down, we appreciate it. Then they say their new location can be found at something called Samaritan's Purse.
You got to go to the New Media Take Center Stage, WorldNet Daily, Liberty Roundtable, and others, even to hear the story, Kurt.
Yep, great point.
But then if I want to raise money to make sure we have a bigger stake in the media, everybody's like, oh, man, Sam, why don't you go get a real job, you know? That's what you ought to do, Sam. Kind of stuff. And I just find it fascinating, just so you know. If we had $80,000, Kurt, it could run this Liberty News Radio Network.
Mm-hmm.
For quite a while, buddy. A couple of years, let's put it like that. It could run Republic Network for probably 10 months. Or close to. You know, it would significantly help our cause. LibertyRoundtable.com if you want to donate and be part of the solution today. Click on Help Us Grow. We'd love it. You want to turn your phone into a radio? It's simple and free. Smile and dial 712-432-5339. 712-432-5339. Along with the grace of the Almighty, we can restore America. Will you help? LibertyRoundtable.com. This nation shall endure.